My next guest is the famous guitarist Van Wilkes. He is a native Texan from Galveston and currently lives in Austin. He has been on international tours with acts such as ZZ Top, Heart, Van Halen, Journey and Aerosmith. He has won multiple Austin Music Awards, was voted Best Electric and Acoustic Guitarist in the Austin Chronicle Readers Poll and was inducted into the Texas Music Hall of Fame. I am honored to interview Van today. So Van, did you or anyone you know get to meet the Beatles?
Well, I'm very happy to be here talking to you about the Beatles and how wonderful they are still wonderful. I never got to meet a Beatle, even though I wished, of course, like everyone, that I could have met a Beatle because they were responsible for me playing guitar. I know that. I do have a friend named Christopher Cross who had many hits in the early 80s, and he has met Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney. Lucky him, huh? Yeah. Paul McCartney played a song for him and his two kids in his dressing room here in Austin a few years ago, and that would have been quite a treat to be a part of that. And then when Ringo Starr came through, Chris got to meet him as well. So I'm very jealous that I didn't get to, but he did. But that's the way it rolls.
Have the Beatles influenced your life in any way?
The Beatles have had a profound influence on every aspect of my life, actually, because in 1964, I watched them on the Ed Sullivan Show, and it changed my life. It made everybody want to play guitar back then, and we did, and everybody I knew picked it up because of the Beatles. Some didn't carry it on, but it sure changed our lifestyle, our way of looking at things, changed society and clothes and art. I don't understand how one group could have such an impact on so many different areas, but they did. It was also a sign of the times. Kennedy had just been killed, and here comes this something to for people to focus on other than sadness. And they continue to have a huge impact on my music and my way of playing to this day, and that's over 50 years later. And it's still really important, and I still never take them for granted. They're always there.
Van, is there an artist that does a version of a Beatles song that you like?
Billy Gibbons' first band, The Moving Sidewalks, covered I Want to Hold Your Hand. It's a psychedelic heavy version, but it's funny, so you ought to check that out. They're called The Moving Sidewalks, and they do I Want to Hold Your Hand.
There. When I feel that starving,
So Van, do you own a Beatles album that is special to you?
Okay, the Beatles came out with an album called Yesterday and Today, and they had a really wild cover because they started kind of changing and they were getting edgy. And it's them on the cover in meat cutters jackets and baby dolls and bones, and it's just kind of disgusting but kind of funny. So after it was released, Capitol Records made them change it, so they pasted another cover on top. And if you were lucky and found out about this and had bought the original in 65, I think, then you could look it closely at your Yesterday and Today album, and maybe the Butcher cover is under it. And if they're in really good shape, they sell for a lot of money. Mine's not in that good a shape because I got a bit excited and tried to steam it off faster than, you know, oh, there it is, and then I started peeling it off. But special to me because it's my original album.
Van, have you recorded any Beatles songs? Can you play one for me?
I would love to play a song for you. How about Here Comes the Sun? It's just my version of it. It's such a beautiful melodic guitar song that I chose not to try to sing it because they already did that very well. George did a good job, so why try? So I just do an instrumental version of it, and I hope you enjoy it.
Van, I understand you are friends with Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. Can you tell me about your friendship? Any good stories to share?
Yes, you ask about Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. We're friends since 1974. They used to be my management company, and so we would tour all over the place with them in one of my early bands. Recently, like last July, so just a few months ago, I played with them in Sierre, Switzerland. And you can see it on YouTube, where they get me up to play with them as part of their band. And I also played with them at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, which is that. And it's on their DVD, which I'm very proud to be on. And I wrote a song, co-wrote a song with Billy that's on the last ZZ Top album called Drive By Lover. And we decided to put it on my last album, 21st Century Blues. And Billy came out to the studio in Dripping Springs at a guy's ranch and produced it for me. And if you'll look right behind you, there's a guitar on the wall with my name on the neck. And Billy gave me that as a surprise in 1979. He gave one to Stevie Vaughan and Jimmy Vaughan and me, and there's a picture of Billy out here at my studio holding it. And so we go back a long, long ways. We even went to London together in 78. Yeah, Billy and I have traveled a lot together, and he's been out here to the studio a couple of times. And we just have a friendship that over the years comes and goes, and you see somebody for a while, then you don't, then you come back, and it's like they never left. And he's quite the mentor for my career. We have a lot of the same influences, and it's just been a pleasure to know him.
Van, are you friends with Dave Mason? Any good stories about Dave Mason and any of the Beatles?
Yeah, I do know somebody else that knows the Beatles, and that's Dave Mason, the English. Well, he's lived in America now for many years, but he was in Traffic, and he has a wonderful album called Alone Together. And he's told me personally that he was at the Sgt. Pepper sessions, and that he just kind of hung out with them. And he played on the Beggar's Banquet Rolling Stones album, and he played on the Jimi Hendrix All Along the Watchtower record. So he was just around in those days when the Beatles were just all over the place. And I'm glad I got to know him. We played guitar together, and he's got a story after story about all the English times in the 60s. But yeah, he hung out with the Beatles some. I'm not sure which friend was his the most, probably McCartney, and just being in the right place at the right time.
Are you friends with Willie Nelson?
I can't really say that Willie and I are friends, like, hey Van, hey Willie, but our paths have crossed musically over the years. First time in the 80s, there was a guitar player named Bugs Henderson from Dallas, and he did a record with all these different Texas guitar players on. And Willie did a cut, I did a cut, and a company from Japan gave us guitars for it. And so they called me one day and said, your guitar is out at Willie Nelson's studio out in Pernales. And I'm like, oh, cool. So I go out there to get it, and there's Willie sitting on the curb. And I explained who I am, and he said, oh, yeah, I liked your part. He's the nicest guy in the world. So we go into his studio, which happened to be blacked out. There were no lights. He's trying to open a door. I didn't see him stop, so I rammed him. I rear-ended Willie. But luckily, the guitar was there. And then years and years later, the Giesenslaw brothers, Sammy Allred, did a cover of Stairway to Heaven, kind of a bluegrass comedy version. And Willie sings it, and they got me to play the guitar parts on it. And so you can hear that if you go, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. And so the picture up there is at the album release at the Roadhouse for the Giesenslaw Brothers. So I think Willie Nelson is one of the greatest human beings ever. He gives back and he does his thing in his own way.
Do you have any upcoming performances you would like to tell us about?
Well, being a musician is an ongoing process. Things change every day. We're working on a tour for France and Germany right now, but nothing is set. I mean, we're always working on that. I was in France all of November, and that was nice. This week, playing at One World Theater before Dave Mason, who we previously talked about, so that'll be fun. Working on an acoustic album, which I'll probably put Here Comes the Sun on, if the Beatles will let me, if Yoko will let me. We'll see. Every day in the life of a musician is different. So we're constantly playing, and this week in Austin, and then we do the guitar show in Dallas in May, which is always nice because there's a million guitars and a million guitarists, and it's a lot of fun. We'll be playing just clubs around Austin coming up, so I hope you'll come out and join us.
Thank you, Van, for this interview. I had a great time talking with you.